Our next interview is a follow-up to a very unique story we have covered the last 2 years. 26-year-old Katie Muir from Trenton, Maine, is the daughter of Ron and Cindy Muir, two avid and brave canoeists who were both the third person in the boat the last two regattas, Ron in 2006 and Cindy in 2007. Both were stricken with cancer. Ron was fighting lung cancer in 2006, and Cindy developed a rare form of gallbladder cancer last year. Neither was strong enough to paddle the 70-miler, but it was Ron's dream to become a 700-mile club member by completing his 10th race in 2006. Cindy chose to paddle one last time in 2007 for herself and in honor of her late husband. The Regatta Race Committee allowed the third person in the boat and the unique boat design to accommodate these requests. With that background told, I was pleased to speak with their daughter, Katie, who is competing in the Clinton this year for the very first time.
Why are you paddling the Clinton this year?
Well, I mean, my parents did it for how many years? 10, so they've always come home with stories of it. So it's always been lingering in my mind, like, what is this race all about? And then for the past 2 years, when my parents were involved, you know, the threesome there, I'd go down and watch them, and then I got involved in the relay, and I said to myself, there's something incredibly special about this particular river where you just feel like you're being carried away, kind of. So this year I said, why not just do it myself, you know, and kind of carry on that spirit, I suppose. So I guess it's something I've always wanted to do, and now I'm just doing it.
Okay, you never got around to it before?
Yeah, not necessarily getting around. Maybe. Now it's almost something I feel like I need to do for myself.
Your parents were very avid canoeists, pretty courageous people as well. When they called in 2006, when Ron wrote that letter asking a third person in a boat, I don't think there was a dry eye in the room. And it was 100%, everybody was like, absolutely. That had to make you feel good about the committee making a change like that.
Oh, absolutely. No, I remember sitting there reading that same letter when I saw it in the newsletter when I went down there and had the same reaction and just started crying. Even just reading my dad's, I guess it was my dad's letter that was published, right?
Yes.
In the newsletter there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just what he said about, he's always felt that way about being on the river. I mean, whether it was recreationally or racing, I think it was just the grace and spirit of being out there. And I don't know, to me, I've always felt the same way, and I think that's what it is. I mean, I'm not as involved in canoeing as they were, but I mean, maybe I will be someday, but I've always felt that same way about being on a river or just being outside in general.
I was taken by the story, and I did the interviews of Bob Hessler and the different people involved the first year, and I have to tell you that when I heard the story then about your mom and a rare form of gallbladder cancer, it angered me. I said, this just isn't fair. No. And I can't imagine how you and your siblings felt.
Yeah, well, it was one of those things where, things were kind of on the up. Like, I was applying to go back to a grad school. My brothers were kind of doing their thing. Life and my mom was, you know, everyone was kind of being able to resume reality again. Like, okay, we can be by ourselves. We can do things without becoming depressed and whatever else, and then we hear this news, and I had the same kind of reaction. It was almost like an anger, but my mom would never allow us to kind of feel like that, or I knew that she wouldn't want me to feel like that, even if that's what she was feeling herself. So, but I mean, you can't stop what you feel. I remember her sitting here in the garden like 2 months before she died and just stopped and started bawling and just said, this is cruel and unusual punishment, and it truly was, you know?
Yeah. You know, everybody here on the committee, just one of those things that we just were like, anything at all we can do for these people, because it's just not fair. But the other thing was, did your mom, obviously your mom must have told you, you know, why did she feel it's so important to then do that same thing the next year?
I'm not sure if that was, I know it goes beyond it being their 10th time of doing something. I think it's that same thing. It's having courage. It's being brave. It's showing, it's telling yourself that, I mean, you can an overcoming of something. It's just amazing what you can truly do. You know what I mean? Like, I just looked at her coming in and just started just crying. Like, it's me. I'm starting to cry now, but it's just an amazing thing, you know? I don't know. Sorry.
Well, it's okay. No, that's fine.
I guess that's all it is. It made me so proud.
Right.
And I think that's such a wonderful thing that your parents can offer you, is just that sense of you can do it and just do it, you know?
Well, Ander told me that she paddled probably 75% of the time.
Yes, I know. She was like that in everything. She's just one of those kind of unstoppable people, you know? She just don't let things stop you or hold you back or speak your mind and do what you love, and well, everything kind of works out in the end, you know, whatever the end may be, but mm-hmm. It does work out, I suppose.
I was very glad to see your name and that you were going to be doing the race, and I thought it was wonderful that the Muir family would be back down again.
Oh, I'm so excited. I really am.
Well, I mean, you've paddled other races in Maine and all?
Yeah. I paddled a few. I do the Kenduskeg I've always done, and then this year I did a few others, and I've been trying to, you know, get out as much as I can. So Ander doesn't have to carry me the whole way. Anyway, looking forward to it.
Katie and her partner, Ander Thibault from Mount Desert, Maine, are paddling in the Women's Comp Cruising Division. See them along the river in Canoe Y2. We will have an interview with Ander next hour. She and fellow Maine canoeist Bob Hessler paddled with Cindy Muir in last year's regatta. For Canoe Regatta 2008, I'm Craig Stevens.